and I can't say this often enough, you have to follow through. It's ridiculously easy to have a quick win at the beginning of the process and assume you've done everything you need to do. As Julia Roberts says in Pretty Woman, big mistake. Big. Huge. Just as you can't expect to be a competent driver after learning how to switch on the ignition, gaining real benefit from interiors therapy means engaging with it throughout your home, and ultimately, you'll find you extend the impact into other areas of your life. If you go into it with half measures or give up after doing a little bit of decluttering, you're likely to be disappointed, and that would be sad for me as well as for you. The initial plan for this book was to focus on using one element of the interiors therapy process, the Manifesto for Love, to open up your life and your home to a loving, kind, generous, and wonderful relationship. What became clear as the book was being written is that sharing just one part of a much wider concept would do you, my amazing listener, an injustice. You need and deserve to go a whole lot deeper, because right now your emotional health, your self-esteem, and your future happiness depend on it. So this book is written in three parts. Each is individually crafted to get you on track to a happier, more personally fulfilling life. And if you so choose, a relationship